Seneca, Moral Letters 11:9. We can remove most sins if we have a witness standing by as we are about to go wrong. The soul should have someone it can respect, by whose example it can make its inner sanctum more inviolable. Happy is the person who can improve others, not only when present, but even in their thoughts. Epicus, Discourses 4:1, 128b through 129a. The unrestricted person, who has in hand what they will in all events, is free. But anyone who can be restricted, coerced, or even pushed into something against what they will is a slave. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, 7:26. Whenever someone has done wrong by you, immediately consider what notion of good or evil they had in doing it. For when you see that, you'll feel compassion instead of astonishment or rage. For you may yourself have the same notions of good and evil, or similar ones, in which case you make an allowance for what they've done. But if you no longer hold the same notions, you'll be more readily gracious for their error. Epicus, Discourses 3:17:1. Wherever you find yourself blaming Providence, turn it around in your mind, and you will see that what has happened is in keeping with reason. Lives of the Eminent Philosophers, Dages Laertius, 7:23. Zeno would also say that nothing is more hostile to a firm grasp on knowledge than self-deception. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 2:14. Were you to live 3,000 years, or even a countless multiple of that, keep in mind that no one ever loses a life other than the one they are living, and no one ever lives a life other than the one they are losing. The longest and the shortest life then amount to the same. For the present moment lasts the same for all, and is all anyone possesses. No one can lose either the past or the future, or how can someone be deprived of what's not theirs? Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 3:9. Hold sacred your capacity for understanding, for in it is all, that our ruling principle won't allow anything to enter that is either inconsistent with nature or with the constitution of logical creature. It's what demands due diligence, care for others, and obedience to God. Epicus, Discourses 3:1, 39b through 40a. You are not your body and your hairstyle, but your capacity for choosing well. If your choices are beautiful, so too will you be. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 9:13. Today I escaped from the crush of circumstances, or better put, I threw them out. For the crush wasn't from outside me, but in my own assumptions. Epicus, Discourses 3:10-18. For there are two rules to keep at the ready, that there is nothing good or bad outside my own reasoned choice, and that we shouldn't try to lead events, but to follow them.